pasuk teaches us that as Avram Avinu sends Eliezer to find a wife for his son Yitzchak, the pasuk says, "V'yoyma Avram al Avdoi zekam beisoy hamoshel b'chol shaloi simna yotcha tachas yirechi." And the Ber Maim Chaim asked the question: yes, Avram Avinu is appointing Eliezer to this very important position of finding a wife for Yitzchak, but why was it necessary for the Torah to describe Eliezer, Avram to describe Eliezer, Zekam Beisoy, Hamoshe B'chol Shaloi, given this, all of these important description, and also we find that he makes him swear, Simna Yotcha Tachas Yirechi, swear on a Dvar Mitzvah that you're going to do your job properly. So the Ber Maim Chaim explains that Avram Avinu knew that he was sending Eliezer on this very important mission. The future of Klal Yisrael was dependent on the success of this mission. And therefore, as much as Avram Avinu had confidence in Eliezer, but when it comes to something as important as finding a wife for Yitzchak, which the future of Klal Yisrael so very much depends on, he makes sure that it should be done by an individual who's a kamesoi, who's an individual on Moshe B'chol Shaloi, and he also makes him swear. Ber-Maim Chaim makes a very interesting observation. He says, we find that in human nature, people act just in an opposite fashion. He explains that what we often find is that when a person asks somebody, is something kosher? And the person he asks says, yes, it's kosher. That's enough for him. This person told me it's kosher. He doesn't do any further investigation. Is it really kosher? Is it really supervised properly? And then he goes on to say, sometimes somebody in different halachic matters, anybody saying that something is acceptable becomes enough. But he says that same person, if somebody will come over to him and ask, could I borrow money from you? He's not just going to lend the money. He's not going to lend the money until he's absolutely confident that the person who's asking for this money is reliable to pay it back. He says, by Avram Avinu, we find just the opposite. When in other matters, he was very comfortable with all sorts of people. But when it came to matters of the future of Klal Yisrael, like we're learning now, finding a wife for Yitzchak, for that he didn't just rely on anyone. He only relied on Eliezer, and only relied on Eliezer after Eliezer swore to him. And I actually saw that the Gra says that the Pasuk in Mishlei says, when the Pasuk describing leadership positions, says, Asher ein loy katzin, shoiter u'mayshal. The Pasuk describes three different positions. A katzin is an officer, a shoiter, and a mayshal. So the Gra explains, a katzin represents somebody who is a Talmud Chacham. A mashaiter is somebody who has the ability to carry out the mission that he's given. And a mashal is somebody who is in charge that everything in the city or in a community should be done properly. Says the Gra, Eliezer had all of these qualities. He was Avdoi, he was the shoiter for Avram Avinu, he was the Kan Beisoi, he was the Talmud Chacham, and he was Moshe B'Kol Shaloi. He supervised that everything that was going on in Avram Avinu's household and life was being done properly. And not only that, he says the Pasuk, when it describes Eliezer, says, Uben Meshek Beisi, Huda Mesek Eliezer. So says the Gra, the word Meshek stands for Moshe, Shoiter, Mem is Moshe, Shin is Shoiter, and Kuf is Katzin. Eliezer had all three of these qualities. And because Eliezer had all three of these qualities, that's why Avraham Avinu felt that Eliezer is the man, the right person to be given this very important mission. But it's interesting that the pasuk says that when Eliezer comes to that river to look for a wife for Yitzchak, the pasuk says, "V'yoyim Hashem, V'yoyim." Eliezer says, "Hashem alakei Adoni Avram, he karen al lefona ayoyim, ve'esa chesed em Adoni Avram." And the Sefer Tveris Yecheskel points out, if we look at the Tamei Mikra, the trop on the word "V'yoyim Yitzchak Shalas," it's very uncommon that the pasuk uses, that the Torah uses that type of a sound. But why over here is there a shalshalis? Because Eliezer said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I was given this critical, important mission. How can I be confident that I will be successful? I remember the three brachas that you gave to Avraham Avinu after the Akedah, where the pasuk says, Kivarach Avarechecha, one, Vahaba, second bracha, Vahaba Abba Zaracha Kachoich Vashemayim Kachola Shasvasayam. And the third bracha was Vizbarcha Bezaracha Kol Goye Oritz. Because I know that Avraham Avinu had these three brachas, Shalsheles, these three brachas, that gives me the confidence that I will be successful. Which means that Eliezer, with all of the great qualities that he had, and the fact that he was acting as an emissary of Avraham Avinu, all of that wasn't satisfactory to him. He also needed to completely explain and understand that he realizes that the success of his mission will be very much dependent on those three brachas that Avraham Avinu received. The pasuk says, the pasuk goes into such great detail to tell us about how Eliezer found Rivka and his conversations with Rivka's family. And Rashi quotes the Medrash Chazal that says, Yofas sichosin shel avdei avos, yoisa mitirosin shel banim. The Torah speaks about so many halachas, and we learn so many halachas in the Torah just from a letter. And here, the Torah is so at length in telling us over and over the story. So I saw Ramacham Ber Weissmandel says, what's Pshat? He says, what is the words in the word of Eliezer that is where we learn that this lesson that the Torah wants to teach us, that from Eliezer's speech, we learn how to live. So he says, under normal circumstances, a person who's a king, a general, a prime minister, is of course a very important individual. And his assistant is obviously going to be a very important individual. Avraham Avinu was one of the greatest people in his time. Not only was Avraham Avinu one of the greatest people that lived in his time, but the Gemara says, Matbeish Avraham Avinu. That means the coins in the time of Avraham Avinu, what was minted on the coin? Tsurasoi shel Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was on the coins. He was perhaps the most important person that lived in his time. And Eliezer was his assistant. So Eliezer was obviously a very important individual. But when he's asked, who is he? All he says is, Eved Avram Anoichi. I am the servant of Avraham Avinu. When a person, as great as he is, describes himself that he's only an Eved Avram, that is an indication of greatness. And that's what the Torah mentions, says Ramechal Ber Zitzal, this entire parasha, just to teach us these three words, how Eliezer describes himself, Eved Avram Anoichi. And when a person lives that way, then he is going to be successful. And I saw that the Klozenberg Rebbe Zatzal takes the same approach to this parasha. The pasuk says that after Eliezer identified Rivka as Yitzchak's wife, the pasuk says ve'ekoid v'shtachve v'aruch l'shem alakei Adoni Avram ashinchani b'derech emes l'kachas aspes ochei Adoni l'bni. The pasuk says, so he says, the Klozenberg Rebbe Zatzal says that we learned in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei, Al Tama Ba'atzmecha Adyad Moischa. A person should never believe that it's because of his own greatness, his own talent, that he's successful. When a person attributes all of his success to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he indeed will be successful. And that's what Eliezer teaches us. And again, I think that's what's all included, where the Torah goes to such great length in describing this whole episode. All Eliezer said was, Baruch Hashem Elokei Adoni Avram, Ashinchani B'derech Emes. How do I know that I'm doing the right thing? Because I'm following the Derech Hashem. All I'm interested in doing is what Hashem wants. My own needs, my own reputation, my own glory are not what makes me successful. And if I am successful, I immediately attribute that success to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by living in that way, that's why you become successful. And because Eliezer had that quality, that's why Avraham Avinu chose Eliezer for this important mission. A person who lives with modesty, a person who recognizes that everything is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us, will be successful.